Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
This guy did say, please don't use my name, so I just gave him a generic dude name, Jason. We got Jason here, wrote in. Jason says, hey, JKJ, I never thought I'd be that guy writing in about a borderline scandal, but here I am. I'm recently divorced, trying to rebuild my life. Last week, I'm in a line at a food truck outside a brewery, and I hear a woman say my name. Say my name, say my name. He says, I turn around, and it was her, our old babysitter.
Oh.
He said, back when my ex-wife and I hired her, I was 27, she was 16, a literal teen. She watched our kids, I paid her, we barely exchanged more than, quote, we'll be back by 10, end of story. Now, I'm 33, she's 22, fully grown, confident, gorgeous, and out of nowhere, there was real sparks. Real ones, he said again. We ended up grabbing coffee and talking for 2 hours. It felt easy, natural, honestly the most alive I've felt since the divorce. Now here's the problem, I can't stop thinking about her. Is this wrong? She used to watch my kids. She used to work for me and my ex-wife. If word gets out, I already know the reactions. My ex-wife will absolutely detonate. My friends would roast me into dust. Her parents would probably assume I've been plotting this since she was 16. Then he wrote, ew. Anyway, and everyone else, I can already feel the silent judgment. But at the same time, we're adults now. Nothing ever happened back then, and the connection is real. I haven't made a big move yet, but she made it pretty clear that she's probably open to one. So, guys, am I being creepy, or am I overthinking something that's technically fine? Would any of you date somebody who once babysat your kids? That was signed from Please Don't Use My Name, and that was Jason. So, if you guys want to sound off about this, Jason's situation, bumped into the babysitter at a brewery. Older now, pretty, sparks. Should he go for it? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Phone lines are wide open for Show Wants to Know. Now, Katie, you already went, ew.
I've been ewing over here for like the whole time.
Why are you ewing?
I just can't. I can't get down with this. I think that the fact that there's already been a relationship established with the family as the babysitter. Here's the thing is it doesn't. I know a lot of the times we say things like, you know, you can't let what other people think of you decide what you do in life. Well, this is one of those things you can actually care about what other people think of you because you're not just, you know, thinking about, you know, what your wife's going to do or your ex-wife.
Who cares?
That's
She's
one
an
thing.
Ex. She's an ex.
Okay, that's one thing. Your kids.
Piss her off.
Your kids are going to be so confused over this. Your friends. You may lose friends over this because people are going to say, that's not a solid
Why?
Move. My dude, like,
okay, but if you're 44 and
not.
She's 33,
he's not,
that's
she's not,
so
he's
totally
not
44.
Acceptable. He's 33.
And not
she's
only
22.
That, not only that, but you are going to find instances in which you are not in the same place in life, and it is going to be frustrating to you. Like on top of all those other things,
33
so now,
and 22 is not that big of a difference. It's 10 years.
Those are what are you talking
it's
about?
Not the, it's not. It's not a Bill Belichick moment. It's not a Bill Belichick moment.
But that's a big difference in age to the point where you are doing things in your life. Think about where you are in your 30s versus where you
he's
are
at a
in your
brewery
young
at
20s.
A food truck
in your younger 20s,
and that's where she's at as well.
Uh-huh. And oh, and another thing to this, it doesn't
and
matter if you didn't plan it. People will think you did, and that is her side of the family is going to hate you. I already know that because they're going to think that you preyed upon their little girl and you're a predator.
6 years later, though.
Period. No, it doesn't matter. People are going to think
I don't
that.
Know about that.
I just think this is there are 8 billion people on the planet, and this is the one you picked?
Hey, you know
no.
what? You can't help it when there's sparks.
Yes, you can.
He hasn't picked it yet.
No,
they,
I know they but
they
I think
rekindled.
You run. You
I wouldn't even
run.
Say they rekindled. There was nothing
there.
There
was nothing there. Yeah.
All of a sudden, she says, hey, they go grab a coffee, catch up, and he's like, wow, we're both adults now. She's 22 years old, and he's 33. And she's great with kids, apparently. So she could totally slide in and be new mom.
I
just think the older
run.
You get, like, age gap doesn't matter. That's why I said that if he was 44 matter. And 33, age gap doesn't matter. The 11-year, 10-year, whatever difference, it's not like...
It's
if
not
she and
the,
another thing is, I will say this, men tend to mature a little bit later. They might be at the same maturity level. You don't know that. I mean,
yeah,
she might be
I
a very
know.
Mature 22-year-old, and they meet at this brewery, and then things start to rekindle. This, like he said, he
they both
never
love
once
beer?
Thought of her. He never once thought of her like that when she worked for them.
This makes me cringe. Like, I am grossed out by this. I don't like it.
If he had
acted
when she was younger, yes.
Obviously.
Super cringy. And he even wrote, ooh, he didn't. Life has gone on. He was married. He had kids. They divorced. They moved on. Now she's a grown woman. It's fine. It really is fine. It's just the optics of having it be an older, a previous babysitter.
I'm telling
you. It's just the optics. Hey, phone lines are open. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Go ahead, Katie.
Oh, no, just you are going to ruin so many relationships. That's my problem with this is I don't even think he's realizing the repercussions from everyone in his life who's going to judge him. He thinks it's silent judging. No, people are going to be very vocal about this judgment. I can already
or
see
his
it.
Buddy's going to be like,
I was
right
going to say
on,
his
dude.
Buddies will probably
you're
high
with
five
a 22-year-old full-grown, confident, gorgeous woman, according to the email. His buddies aren't going to be like, dude, we can't hang out with you anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, but do you really think that? The couple's friends? Like, you think that buddy dude who has his wife, who was friends with his wife, is going to let... You think wife is going to let homie hang out with him anymore when he's out, you know, hanging out
they
with
might
young...
connect.
No.
What if he's...
I don't think you understand.
He's faithful and loyal to his...
Is it just because I'm living vicariously through this guy?
I don't
hanging
think
out with a 22-year-old at a food truck at a brewery?
What's going to happen if this guy does this? So many things are going to change for him.
But
and
she's not.
It doesn't matter. It does
they
not
are
matter.
Both mature
does
adults.
Does not matter. People will judge, and you're going to ruin relationships.
People
and I'm just
will
really
judge
worried.
You if you're
I
with
worried,
a 40-year-old woman.
I am worried about the kids in this situation because when I was single looking to find someone and Zoe was little and I was having to have her in the equation, there were so many things that ran through my head as far as introducing her to somebody. And if he is going to introduce his kids to their
they're gonna
old
love it.
Babysitter,
they will love
they
it.
Already
they
already have a relationship.
Her. She knows what food they probably like, what time their bedtime is and again it's like 6 years later too
understand.
These kids might not even really remember this
the
babysitter.
Level of therapy these kids are gonna have to go through like no I don't
fired
think
up.
You
that's
understand
wild.
Listen,
there
yeah, that
are
is wild,
so
Katie.
Many people texting in right now. Hi Megan.
Hello.
So what do you think Jason should do?
I think he should not pursue this. I'm with Katie. Like, I am 33, and when I talk to my 22-year-old coworkers, like, we live in a different world. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it can work out, and I don't think that it's worth the stress and the pain of it all.
What if she's very mature for 22, and she's got her head on her shoulders, and they are connecting?
I mean, they're still in different parts of life. Like, he's already gone through the marriage and the kids. And I mean, if she just jumps in right at that point where he's at, she's going to miss out on a lot.
Or she might fall in love and love his part of life.
I can't with you.
I know. There's always a possibility.
There is. I mean, why does everything have to be glass half empty? Well, yeah. Why can't it be glass half full? She's like, I love your kids. I was your nanny or babysitter for years. They apparently like going to breweries and food trucks. They might like be perfect for each other.
I don't know. I think there's. I'm sorry.
It sounds like you might need a babysitter.
Yeah, the garbage truck just came by and he's very excited.
Oh yeah. Hey, I'm a grown man and I get that. Yeah.
Oh my god.
All right, but I'm putting you firmly though in camp. Don't do it. All right.
Yes, and also, who chose that song?
No diggity. You might have.
Well done.
You're welcome. Right. You're welcome.
That was a power move.
I'm glad somebody caught it. Megan.
I caught it.
That's good.
All right.
Stuff,
we're going to let you go control your children. Have a great day,
thank
Megan.
You.
All right.
I'll
goodbye.
Try.
All
right, bye.
Oh, that's awesome. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Well, good morning to you. So, welcome to Show Wants to Know. What do you want to tell Jason who's thinking about pursuing the old babysitter?
Well, as I told the guy who answered the phone, it's not just a no, it's a hell no.
Hell
okay,
no!
That's a hell no.
Why are you so hell no on this?
I've been divorced, and there's a certain phase that I refer to as the hummingbird phase.
Okay.
And Jason is newly separated, and a 22-year-old, beautiful young woman paying attention to him is very, very attractive. but it's not necessarily the basis for a solid relationship. And I just think, I don't think he's thinking with the right head. That's my opinion.
Well, okay, let's try to keep it PG. Try to keep it PG.
You sure did.
But, you know, funny, for as much as I'm playing devil's advocate, I made a note on my paper here that it just says, you know, it feels good when somebody bats their eyes at you after a divorce and it's things have fallen apart for you and somebody is, like, giving you attention. We would all love that, right?
Yeah.
So that might be what this guy is feeling in your hummingbird phase. I like the
name
of
that. Yeah, I've never heard that before, but that makes total sense. Like, that tracks.
And not only that, I used to babysit the kids of the families on either side of the house where I grew up. And all I can say is, ick, if even one of the dads ever came on to me, like, ew.
Ew, right?
Ew, gross.
Ew.
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 And so, no, I cannot align. I'm sorry. No. There's a million women here in town. Like, it has to be her? Come on.
I know.
It's going to cause too much trouble for people.
Way too much drama.
Cynthia, we love your passion. This is why we do this. Thank you for having us on and giving us a call. Appreciate you.
And Jason, hang in there. You'll find somebody else more your age.
Yes.
Boom.
Great advice.
Drop the
Cynthia.
Mic and run.
Thank you.
Bye, Cynthia.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, we are so short on time on this. Let's do one more. Here's Cassidy. Hi, Cassidy.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm going to be kind of cut and dry with this. So, I don't have kids, and I've, you know, never had a babysitter thus far. So, that's my disclaimer. So, I might sound a little naive, but I don't see the problem with this. If you... My opinion on it is, I guess, if you go through life trying to do what everyone thinks is, you know, ethical and that sort of thing, especially when it involves like love or feelings, then, you know, maybe you'll never have the chance to actually be happy. And I think that, you know, the essence of love in and of itself is that most people strive for it and you may never find true love, you know, unless you try to break boundaries and that sort of thing. And I'm not saying that it's going to work out for this guy, but, you know, maybe date a little bit. Don't go out and tell everybody you're dating. I know that seems kind of underhanded, but you can maybe see if there's something there. And
I like that point, too. You don't have to tell everybody everything. You can just quietly do this, test run this relationship for a month or two. Nobody has to know, and then you can make a decision from there versus just one coffee date as well. So you're spot on with that, Cassidy.
And
Cassidy's very much a glass half full guy, too, kind of like me, I feel like.
Yeah.
Cassidy, we got to go, buddy. We are so short on time, but we appreciate you calling in. Although I feel like I'm going to tiptoe backwards from this whole topic.
Okay. So you don't think it's the best idea anymore? I just think...
I don't know.
My process is, what if this happens? What if, like, you know, they say they go on a few dates or whatever, and he's like, oh my gosh, I really liked her. I'm so glad I actually moved forward with this. And then they go back to her house, and he goes in her room, and her bed is covered in stuffed animals. And he's like...
She's 22.
Is that where you're going with this?
Like, what if he doesn't realize how young she is until he's, like, hit with it, and he's like,
Katie,
oh
let's
my
hope
gosh.
That's not the situation.
But what if she's, like, LaBooBoo crazy, and he's not ready for it, and it's like all of a sudden he's like, oh,
she's 22, she's not 17.
Yeah, what like, do she's you not say? A high schooler.
No. What do you think 22
Zoe Nana is a very special case.
I have a 22-year-old. I know what they do, and they collect LaBooBoos.
Not all of
we got to get into our breaking traffic.
Okay, I'm done.
God, I hope her room's not covered in stuffed animals and LaBooBoos.
I really don't. I know it is.
I know when you go back to Katie's room, it's what? Nuggets gear.
That's fine.
Is this just a girl
totally
thing?
That's totally fine.
I guess if you went back to my room, it would be all He-Man action.
Exactly. Yes.
Anyway, we got to. Oh, we're so behind. We got to get into the breaking traffic. But, I mean, according to the text coming in, and we'll say 2-1 on the phones of you should probably pass this up, dude. And just move on and maybe try to find somebody a little older that doesn't have the label of my previous babysitter attached to her. So.
Yeah.